かは死んでしまうでしょう。だったらその前に私の
show that you already know the name of. Don't pretend you don't know the name of the show. And my name is Jim, which you might not have known. I don't think it's on the, I guess it's on the feed. If you look at the thing, it's got the feed from the Blogspot site still. But that's how it is at the moment. This is a show where for about an hour and change every week, if you don't know, this is a show comes out every week when I feel like it, and Excuse me. I just had a line of thought I'm just dropping entirely. I have a new segment to the show. It's not really a new segment, but I'm titling this segment. It's called I Fucked Up. And it's where I tell you how I fucked up the previous week, or maybe a couple weeks before. This one is the previous week. I'm going to start out the segment. Maybe not going to put it at the top of the show, but it's something I plan to do in the future. I plan to keep fucking up. I don't plan to do it. Planning to fail is failing to plan. And I'm actually planning. Well, it's something that happens without planning. It's something that happens no matter what. Nobody's perfect, and you make mistakes. Facts actually exist. I believe facts exist. Maybe that's not true according to quantum physics. But how do you know that quantum physics proves that things don't exist without believing in quantum physics? See, that's something to think about. That's something maybe you didn't think about. So for now, just for the purposes of this show, we're going to pretend that actual facts exist in reality and that people can make mistakes about them. And this particular fact wasn't so much a mistake as that I didn't go into enough detail. I talked about Nazis, neo-Nazi skinheads, showing up to ska shows. And maybe I made it sound like the skinheads at ska shows, they're usually non-racist skinheads, the traditional English fashion. It's weird it's weird to follow a fashion from decades ago, like to the letter, for your entire life. Strange to me, but hey, it's your life. If you want to do that, you can do that. But the people that I saw at the shows were unmistakably neo-Nazi skinheads. They had the tattoos and the t-shirts with the slogans, the Nazi slogans. You did not have to consult the ADL website. You didn't need a Nazi decoder ring to figure out what these people believed in. Specifically, they had it all spelled out on the shirts. And they showed up to ska shows. And I just thought it was interesting. I had new information on that. The new information was that some of them actually liked ska music. And I watched the documentary on skinheads. And some of them were like, yeah, we like the music. It's like, oh, that's weird. That's weird to me, because you could just put on like a long sleeve Ben Sherman shirt, right? And cover up all those tattoos, and you could go to the show and have a good time. And no one would know you're a neo-Nazi skinhead, because all your tattoos would be covered up, and you wouldn't have any slogans, which cause fights at the ska shows. And that's what happened. We did not have a whole, just a fun time with the Nazi skinheads, and everyone just hung out and just had a good time. That is not what happened. The Nazi skinheads caused violence 100% of the time they were there. Maybe not super disruptive, because this is something that happened in the 90s in New York City. That's where I saw it happen. And the bouncers pretty on the ball with that kind of thing. You may wonder why they would let them in the first place. There's two reasons. First of all, you can't really be the t-shirt police. You can't just really just scan people and not let them in for that. They're paying the fee. They're paying to get in. And they let them in. Number two, if you are a veteran of going to rock shows, you may have noticed on occasion the security at these shows overstepping their bounds a little bit. Maybe getting a little too violent with people that maybe didn't really deserve to be treated that way. And what better situation for these folks? Put yourself in their shoes for a second. They're trying to do their job. They're trying to do a good job. And they go a little overboard sometimes. And, you know, they get called out sometimes by the other members of the audience, and sometimes by the people on the stage, and that doesn't feel good, you know? So what better situation for them to be able to do their job to the utmost of their abilities as a bouncer? And actually, not only not receive any comeuppance for doing so, but they might actually get cheers for kicking these guys out in an extreme manner. And that is what happened pretty quick. They didn't, guys came in, paid their fee, and they were out of there sometimes before the opening act. So that's what happened. Sometimes with audience involvement, sometimes not. But I mean, is that what? I don't really know. I haven't seen it happen at metal shows, is the thing I'm saying. I have not seen actual unmistakable, unquestionable Nazis at metal shows. I've seen people with like some kind of weird occult symbols, you know, they got the hobby of being into weird stuff. Can't really judge that, I don't think. They're into weird stuff. I'm into weird stuff, you know? Doesn't make you the worst category of person on the planet to have a strange hobby and show it off on your t-shirt. But I think I was going for some kind of equivalence with people who listen to neo-Nazi bands who are not neo-Nazis themselves. I don't listen to those bands myself. Anytime I hear one of those bands, I don't like it. There's just something about it. It doesn't not appeal to me. It's not good. Like Burzum, I don't like Burzum. I don't like Graveland or any of those bands. But anyway, it's a false equivalence. Anyway, forget about that. What I am saying is, if that's not happening at the metal shows, which I don't know if it is or isn't. If the Nazis showing up at metal shows currently are getting kicked out. If they aren't, if you're just seeing Nazis at shows and then just going home and blogging about it, if you're not kicking those people out or like causing some kind of confrontation that makes the security get involved, you know what I mean? Or if the security's not getting involved, that's a question. But if you're just allowing that to happen, you are sub ska. That's right. Let that catch on. You're mentally and physically weaker than a member, or the collective members. The metal audience of the show that you're attending is collectively weaker than the audience of a ska show. So think about that. Here is a song that it is possible to dance to. But if you don't dance to it, it's okay. It's just a song. It's only a song. Don't worry about the words of the song. You don't have to dance. I can't expect people to dance to a podcast. You're listening to it in like earbuds, probably. You're doing something else. Don't worry about dancing to this. You can dance to it. You don't have to. Don't feel obligated to take the words of the song seriously. That's what I'm saying. All right, here you go. Boy, boy, dance all day. Boy, boy, dance all day.
Still. We'll be right back. Let's go. Maru, 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 maru. おかしくない。君に触れ 明かせたなら、いやそれは無理。とても上手に嘘をつけるのに、心は馬鹿正直。キスしたい、ハグとかいらないから、
some music, wasn't it? Very top of the show, you heard Perfume with Edge, the superior version from the Love of the World EP or single. I guess it was just a single. It was just the B-side, right? Maybe it's an EP. Let's call it an EP. The Love of the World EP from 2008. The album Triangle has a album version of that song, which is okay. But this one was better. There's also an extended mix, but you don't need the extended mix. That mix is fine. Master Boot Record. After that, with Crash. All in caps. Everything is in caps with this band. It's not a band, it's probably just one guy. I don't know anything about this. 2018 from Blood Music. I don't know anything about this. The album is called Virus.DOS. And sounded that. What's scarier than intentionally downloading a virus? That's pretty spooky. And I thought it was, I assumed it was a noise record, but it's kind of a, kind of got like some metal kind of song type songs on it. It's not all just harsh wall noise. So that's interesting, but I don't know anything about it. Muramasa with a star, not to be confused with the current, EDM, I guess there's an EDM. Is it a band or just one person? I don't know anything about the other entity known as Muramasa currently. Dance or Die is the name of the song from 2007. Muramasa, of course, is the Japanese swordsmith. Look it up. I don't know. That's one of those. I'm breaking my rule against putting all the information in kanji, or putting all the information in romaji on the playlist, which you should consult. You feel free, or you should consult. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you to consult the playlist as you listen to the show, or after you listen to the show. It should be coming up on the iTunes thing. You should be able to see it on your device. If you downloaded it through iTunes, and you can look at the blogspot, jpop versus metal.blogspot.com. Or should I posting it? I don't know. No one pays attention to the social media. No one gives me any feedback on that. But sometimes I forget to say something, and you can check it. There's links on the little end marks of the post has links to the albums, and you should check that out. Do it. Mad Egg. After that, Reflex Toxin, Noise, 2011 from the Thirsty release. Thought that was newer. Mad Egg, producer from Japan. No Stayer, after that, with Ride Free from 2018, or I think that was, I don't know when that originally came out. I got it from the Suicide Bong compilation. Philly bands. Turns out there's quite a few metal type bands in this. I thought it was all just local punk bands, but there's some definite things that fall into the metal category. I think there's at least a couple more that we haven't got to. No Stayer. Pretty decent stuff there. Puccimoni after that. Chokotto Love. A 2002 from Zenbu Puccimoni. That's, of course, the version that first generation Puccimoni does not feature Hitomi Yoshizawa. First generation Makigoto.
Excuse me, I need to break into my own patter here for a second. The member of Puccimoni was in fact Sayaka Ichi, not Aya Ishiguro. Both of those were early members of Morning Musume. There's no
Ishigura
excuse to confuse them.
Replaced Aya.
That is all.
She was good. She wasn't around for too long. I like her a lot. Metallica, after that, Frayed Ends of Sanity from Justice, 1988. Originally stole that from a World Wars going out of business. I know because I have the cassette, but not the artwork. Usually means I just put it in my pocket. Sorry, Woolworths. It's hard to pronounce your name. That's probably why you went out of business. Just kidding. I really stole it though. Sorry. Crunch. After that, Simple Mind from the EP of the same name, 2015. Black Sabbath, after that, Planet Caravan, 1971, Paranoid was the name of the album. And that was a song that Pantera covered. It probably isn't that memorable now. It's a pretty straight cover, but it had a cool video that was showed on MTV a lot. Check out the video. It's basically the exact same song. Utada Hikaru, after that, with Tomodachi from Phantom May. 2016. Should I call her Hikaru Utada now? Is she intentionally going? I'm really don't have a standard for which name order. There's no standard here for the name order. Sorry, it's just whatever I think sounds good at the time. That's all. That's all the songs you heard. I might have had something else to say. It's probably best. I think I've said enough for today. Kind of got close to a precipice last episode. Went a little far out into the wilderness. And maybe best to just leave it. There's some things we can dig into there in the future as it comes up. I guess. I don't know. How does that come up? We'll see. We're going to find out. We'll find out in a future episode of this show, which is called J-Pop vs. Metal. And I'll see you next week. Hontou ni nagai na kankaku teki na yorokobi o keiken dekiru
ようになります。